The Great Gildersleeve will be heard at 8 over this station.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Well, this is very interesting. I've been drilling your teeth now for 5 hours, and I just struck gold.
Struck gold? That's my collar button. Why you...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
But, sweetheart, after we're married, will I have as nice a home as I have now?
Well, of course. You're not going to move, are you?
Why, you cheap, no good...
Now, there. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rose, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Fight Your Carcass.
I'm the unhappiest man in the whole world. Somebody once wrote a great book called Less Miserables. I think I'll write one called More Miserable. Nobody in the world could be any more miserable than me. I guess that famous saying is right. A fool and his money is somebody. Should have known that anybody so beautiful as Betty Grable wouldn't marry me because I found out she's a big movie star with 20th Century Fox. So why should she marry me? She's with 20th Century Fox, and I'm just a 19th Century Wolf. And besides, I found out she's already married. That funny marriage broker, Mr. Steele, and those crooks who made believe they was Betty Grable's mother and father took my $750 and ran away to Mexico. Bet they're having a swell time with my money now. I can just picture them down in Mexico, sitting in the sunshine, having those beautiful señoritas dance for them while they are drinking rum and kikalokolo. I mean kakalakilai. Kokolokulu. I'll make it 7 up. Let them have a good time. Let them have fun. Let them laugh. Let them spend my money. I don't care because if I work for 18 hours a day for the next 10 or 15 years, maybe I'll be able to save up another $750. And I'll have a good time. That's me. Easy come, easy go. I'm just going to forget what I was ever in love. Oh, but I can't forget it. Gee, I'm unhappy. I know this is no way to cry, but I don't know any other way.
Hi, Parky.
Oh, hello, Opie.
Parky, when I heard the bad news about your love affair, I rushed right over here to offer you my help and advice.
Oh, gee, thanks, Opie. You're a real friend. And I used to think that a man's best friend is a dog.
Oh, I'm better than any dog you can get.
Sure, Opie, you know I feel blue. I only wish that I could look on the bright side of life. That I could be an optometrist.
Yeah, I know how bad you must feel, Parky.
Yeah, be the way I feel now, I don't care if I live or die.
Well, you're 100% right. When you lose the gal you love, life ain't worth living.
Yes.
So about the only thing for you to do is to knock yourself off.
Knock myself off?
Sure, become a habeas corpuscle.
A habeas corpuscle?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
You're right, Hoppy. I'll do it. I'll end it all. Someday when I have some time. I'm busy.
No! No, do it now, Parky. You know that old saying, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today.
Okay, Hoppy, I'll do it today. Goodbye, old pal. I'm heading for the last rundown. Say, wait a minute. I never knocked myself off before. How do you go about it?
Oh, there's a lot of ways. Yeah. I'll be glad to help you.
I don't want to put you to too much trouble, you know.
Parky, that'd be a pleasure. Now, an easy way is to shoot yourself.
Shoot myself? But, Opie, I ain't got a gun.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. Because I like you so much, I'm going to let you use my gun. I'll run home as fast as I can and get it for you.
Look, you don't have to run. You can walk, you know.
No, sir, Parky, when I'm going to do a favor for a friend, I'd do it right away.
Gee, Opie, those crooks is going to be sorry when they find out that I shot myself.
That's right, Parky. You have the last laugh. Now, Parker, when you get through using my gun, I wish you'd clean it and return it to me, because I may have to loan it to another friend sometime.
Oh, look up here. I don't want to shoot myself. The noise is liable to hurt my ears. Ain't there some quiet way to do it?
Well, wait a minute now.
Yes.
Why don't we go down to the beach?
To the beach.
Just you and me.
Yes, sir.
Walk out hand in hand, and when we come to the end of the pier, you look at me, and
yes.
I'll look at you, and we'll shake hands, and I'll push you off.
Will we still be holding hands?
Why, of course not.
No, that's no good, because I can't swim. I'm liable to be drowned.
Look, Parker, you're the most ungrateful man I ever met. By the way you talk, you want to go on living.
I do want to go on living, Uppy. I'm too young to walk down the last mile. Besides, I couldn't walk a mile anyway because my corns would kill me. I want to live, Uppy. When it comes time for me to die, I want to die from old age.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear you talk that way.
You are?
I was only kidding about your ending it all today.
You was? Gee, Uppy, am I glad because I have a dentist appointment tomorrow to have 3 teeth pulled, and I was looking forward to it. Why did I ever have to fall in love?
Oh, why don't you forget about love? Remember this, Parky. Women are just like streetcars.
Women are like streetcars?
Yep. If you miss one, there'll be another one along in a few minutes.
Hello, Opie. Hello, Parky.
Hello, Betty.
Say, Betty, I finished the arrangement of that song you left for me last night. I'll go and get it for you now.
Oh, swell. Thanks, Opie. Well, Parky, are you feeling a little better?
Nah, Betty, I'm still down in the mumps.
Well, come on now and snap out of it.
Oh, that's not so easy to do, Betty. Those crooks stole every cent I had. Gee, when I think back, Betty, how I trusted them, I could laugh. Huh? They even told me they was going to throw a big party. And I was the big party they threw.
You're not going to let those crooks get away with stealing your $750, I hope. You should go down and report this to the police.
You're right, Betty. I will go to the police. Or maybe it would be better if I went to see the district maternity. Or even better than that, I know what I'll do. I'll go and see my friend, the mayor. You know them, but he presented me with that medal 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's a swell idea, Parky. You go down and see the mayor, and I'm sure you'll get your money back. Oh, but of course, the only difficulty is the mayor's so absent-minded, it's awfully hard to make him understand anything.
Don't worry, Betty. Absent-minded or not, he'll November me, because he told me he could never forget a face like mine.
Here's your arrangement, Betty. You want to run over it? It came out pretty good. I kind of like the title, too. I'm going to love that guy.
Well, swell, Opie. I'll work on it right now. Do you mind, Parky?
No, you go right ahead and sing it, Betty. I'll go upstairs and change my clothes, and then I'll go over and see the mayor.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that guy he's a fella that I adore. When I'm in his arms again, then my dreams will all come true, and the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that guy like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fella I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, he'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. Never part again, you hold my heart again, forever and evermore.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before.
Hey, nice singing, Betty. Although I can't say very much for the orchestral arrangement.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Bob Williams. Who are you to talk about the arrangement? Well, I worked on that thing for 7 hours. You got a lot of nerve.
There, Opie. Why be irritated? Light on old gold. You see, Opie, since I've gone in for songwriting, I fancy myself as being quite a musical critic.
Oh, are you writing songs now, Bob?
Well, yes, that is, I don't write the music. I just write the lyrics.
Oh, I see. Somebody else writes the words, huh?
I'm working on a song right now, Opie, that I think will sweep the country. It's composed of a lot of song titles. Here's the verse. Whether the sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home, or it's stormy weather, you always find comfort and pleasure along the Navajo Trail when you light an old gold. Especially today. But I'd do it all over again to tell you that you can't get pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Well, beat me, Daddy, 20 to the pack.
Now, here's the chorus. Can't you read between the lines that to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Bobby boy, you are now accentuating the positive.
Here's the second chorus right here. The more I see you, the more I want to tell you that Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So if you're stopping at the Savoy or just having tea for two, try a pack of Old Golds whenever you can. And whether you walk alone, if you're on a bicycle built for two, or on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, just remember, when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold.
Well, Bob, after listening to you talk that way about old goals, you're the sweetheart of all my dreams.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parkercarcus. Welcome to the mayor's office.
Well, this is a very pleasant surprise. You remember me from last time, don't you?
Oh, indeed we do remember the town hero.
Yes.
In fact, the mayor was speaking about you only yesterday, and he was wondering how you were getting along.
Oh, that's very nice. Could I see the mayor, please? I got some personal business to talk to him.
Well, his honor's busy right now, but he'll be through in a few minutes. Now, you just sit down here, right next to this gentleman.
Thank you. Mister, you don't mind if I sit here, do you?
Nope.
It's hot today, ain't it?
Yep.
Hot yesterday, too, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, the day before wasn't so hot, was it?
Nope.
Think it'll be hot tomorrow?
Yep.
Nice fella, the mayor, ain't he?
Yep.
Of course, he's a little bit absent-minded, ain't he?
Yep.
Sometimes it's hard to make him understand what you're talking about, ain't it?
Yep.
I suppose you've been here before. Was it lately?
Yep.
Happy day, ain't it?
Yep.
But I said that before, didn't I?
Yep.
All right, Mr. Parkercarcus, the mayor will see you now. You may go right in.
Oh, thank you very much. Confidentially, I'm glad you got me away from that guy I was sitting next to. He could talk your ear off. Oh, sure, have a seat. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, you sent for me, Your Honor, and I got here as fast as I could.
I sent for you? I didn't send for you.
Oh, I'm afraid you're a little mixed up, Your Honor. You must have sent for me. If not, why am I waiting here in the mayor's office?
Well, you're in the mayor's office because you're the mayor, don't you?
Of course I'm the mayor.
and as great a mayor as this great city will ever have. I can only repeat what I promised the great people of this great city. On the day before I was elected, I promised the voters that if they would elect me mayor of this great city, I would do.
Let's see, what did I promise them?
I guess you promised that you'd be the mayor.
Yes, and I've kept my promise, too. Now, what's on your mind? I'm a very busy man.
Well, Your Honor, you November me, Parkiakakis.
Parkiakakis? Yes. Why, of course. Sure. Why, he's one of the closest friends I have. Yes. Next time you see him, give him my best regards.
I'll tell him when I see him.
Yes, sir, any friend of Parkiakakis is a friend of Parkiakakis.
Look, here's what I want to see you about, Your Honor. You see, I fell in love with Betty Grable.
You fell in love with Betty Grable?
Yes.
What about Harry James?
Oh, he's not my type.
Oh.
Well, Your Honor, you see, it was this way. A crook by the name of Mr. Steele told me he was a marriage broker, and he showed me a picture of Betty Grable and said if she would marry me if I give him $750. So he took me over to meet her parents, but they wasn't her real parents. They was crooks, too. They stole my $750 and took a trip to Mexico.
Mexico, eh?
Yes.
Did you enjoy the trip?
No, you don't understand, Your Honor.
Who doesn't understand? Why, it's very simple. Betty Grable and Harry James gave you $750. You're a member of a big band of crooks who ran away to Mexico until the whole thing blows over. That's why I had the police pick you up and bring you in here.
The police picked me up. Why, it was my $750.
Yes, it may be your $750 for the time being, but I'll see to it that you return every cent of that money to those poor boys down in Mexico. If not, you'll go to jail for a long, long time, mister.
Oh, but Your Honor, you don't understand, Your Honor. I'm Parkiakakis.
Ignorance is no excuse. Now, you listen to me. You have that $750 here by tomorrow noon or else. Now get out, you dirty crook.
But Your Honor...
Did you hear me? Get out! Get out! Stealing money from Mexico. A fine, good neighbor you are.
Oh, but Your
Honor... Get out! Get out! Get out!
That's the craziest guy I ever seen in my whole life.
Well, Mr. Parkiakakis, did the mayor fix you up all right?
Fix me up? Why, some crook stole $750 from me, and he wants to put me in jail.
Oh, don't mind him. The mayor's been working so hard. He does get a little mixed up at times. Perhaps I could explain it to him. Now, just tell me what your trouble is.
Well, you see, I fell in love.
Oh, if you've got a problem concerning love, you don't want to see the mayor.
No?
No, why don't you go and see that man who gives advice on love problems on the radio? The love doctor.
The love doctor? You mean Mr...
Yes, he's helped thousands. Now, all you've got to do is state your problem, and he'll give you the best advice you can get.
Oh.
He's really wonderful. Why don't you go over to the radio station and speak to him now? His program goes on in a few minutes.
It does, then I'll go right over and see him.
Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play Don't Be That Way.
Parky. What are you doing walking around downtown?
Well, Bob Williams, I was just up to see the mayor to see if he could help me with my troubles.
Well, Parky, I heard about those crooks stealing your money, but look, don't worry. Yeah. Sooner or later, they catch up with the best of crooks.
They do?
Why, even that old pirate Captain Kidd was finally caught.
Captain Kidd was finally caught, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't seen a paper in 3 days. When did they catch him, Bob? Yesterday?
Yesterday? Why, Parky, they fished Captain Kidd and 9 of his crew members out of the ocean and hung them up in London in 1701.
Say, they ought to be dry by now.
Well, yes, Parky, 1701 is a long time ago. And just a few years later, in 1760 to be exact, the Lorillard business was founded. Now, that means nearly 2 centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Golds today.
You're right. And you know, Bob, I'm very happy that the Old Gold people is delivering more Old Golds for me to sell now in the restaurant.
Oh, yes, Parky. The cigarette situation is improving every day. Old Golds, with the same marvelous quality they've always had, are becoming increasingly more available. So now your customers will be able to have Old Golds again.
Good, and that'll make my customers very happy. Oh, my, Bob, here we are at the radio station. You know, I'm going in there to talk to that fellow you hear on the radio, that love doctor.
Oh, yeah, Parky. He's the man who solves all the problems. Say,
That's
he gives
him.
Good advice, and he should be able to help you. See you later, Parky.
All right, so long, Bob. Say, pardon you, I would like to see the love doctor.
Shh, quiet, please. We're on the air. Just have a seat here in the studio. He'll call you when your turn comes.
Thank you.
Now for case number 5138-2864-781-9121-3649 1/2.
That's me.
Step right over here and speak right up, madam. Speak up.
Well, doctor, I work in a laundry.
In a laundry?
Oui, oui. It's a French laundry. Yay. I'm the third tub from the left. I am 22 years of age, and last year a man came to work in the laundry, 7 years my senior, and I was 7 years his junior.
I see.
He was the assistant head washer, and after a hard day's work, gee, did his fingernails glisten.
What is your problem, madam?
Well, to make a long story monotonous, I fell in love with him. Oh, gee, he treated me gorgeous. There was only one trouble. As I stated previously, he was several years my senior, and I was several years his junior. Do you get the point?
Madam, what's your problem?
Well, my problem is this. You see, I am 22, and my boyfriend is 93.
93?
Yes, and he wants to get married and settle down. You get the point? I'd marry him in a minute, but there's only one hitch.
What is it?
He wants us to live with his mother and father.
I see. Well, why don't you live with your mother and father?
Because they're living with their mother and father. Get the point?
Well, you have a very simple problem. If I were you, young lady, I'd go to his mother and father and tell them about your mother and father, and they in turn can tell their mother and father to tell his mother and father that your mother and father have told their mother and father. Get the point?
No.
Thank you very much. Next case, please. Case number 39, second row.
Bingo. Oh, pardon me, that's my number. How do you do, Mr. Doctor? My name is Parky Cox.
Step right up to the microphone. Now, what is your problem?
Well, you see, it's like this.
Would you please pardon me just a moment, sir?
Yes,
just
sir.
A moment. Yes. At this time, I'd like to interrupt our program to say just one word to our great radio family. Here is my thought for today. Think. Thank you. Go right ahead.
What? You see, it's like this.
Would you mind stepping a little closer to the microphone, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You see, I...
Speak up, speak up.
Well, it's like this.
Would you mind moving back a little, will you, Beth? Now, what is your problem? Speak right up, man. What is your problem?
You're standing on my foot.
Oh, pardon me. Go right ahead, sir. Please stand a little closer. Not so close. Just step back. That's it. Now, speak right up.
Yes. Well... You see, it's like this.
Would you please be brief?
okay, what would you advise me to do? I can't be no briefer than that.
Your case is very simple. I would say that you should definitely take your children out of reform school.
Reform school? Who said anything about children in a reform school? That's not my problem.
I'm sorry, but that's an answer I had left over from last week's program.
Yeah, but that don't help me in my problem. You see, I fell in love with a girl.
And you fell in love?
Yes.
Oh, that's enough. That's all I have to hear.
I see.
The trouble with you is that you're a weak-spined individual with a backbone like a jellyfish.
I am?
Of course. Are you a man or a mouse?
I don't know.
Don't you know that for every successful marriage, there can be only one boss, and that must be the man?
Yeah, but that's not my problem.
Don't interrupt, please. That's how I live my home life. And that's why my intimates call me Iron Will Joe.
Iron Will Joe.
Iron Will Joe. Pardon me while I answer this phone.
Go ahead.
Iron Will Joe speaking. Oh, hello, honey bunny. Yes, this is your little chowder head. Oh, but honey bunny. But lovey-dovey. I know I didn't finish the ironing this morning. Well, honey, I was too busy making the bed. Oh, Ducky Wucky, how can you say a thing like that? I can tell you what I did with every cent of that $2. All right, sweetums. I'll leave half an hour earlier so I can get home and scrub the floors. Oh, Lammy Pie, please don't make me say that now because I'm in the air and it's embarrassing. Oh, all right. I'll say it. I wavoo. Goodbye, Snookum. See, I'll tell you, that wife of mine's the most unreasonable woman I ever met. Look, maybe you can give me some advice.
You want me to give you advice?
Yes. All day long, my wife's out playing gin rummy with her girlfriends, and I've got to take care of the children and do all the housework besides.
Step up a little closer, not so close. Step back, that's better. Okay, speak up, speak up.
Well, Mr. Parky Carcass, I'd like to ask you what I should do about my domestic affairs.
Yes.
You see, my wife annoys me constantly with her nagging and henpecking and bossing, and all day long I can't work because I'm so upset.
Speak up, boys. Please be brief. What's your problem?
Well, my problem is simply this.
Yes.
My wife makes me so miserable that all day long I'm irritated.
You're irritated? Why, the answer is easy. My advice to you is why be irritated? Light an old goal. That's an answer I had left over from last week.
Now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. And now this is Bob Williams saying goodnight for old gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parkey's. This is the National Broadcasting Company.